Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here. And as we do the numbers now, we're going to call each fellow's name off so we can get right along with the show. We're going to start with Bobby Hicks and Joe Stewart over here doing some old-time fiddle music. And we're going to kindly open up with that number called Roanoke again, and we hope you enjoy it.
Has that really slipped your mind? If I do say so myself,
girl, you never fail.
You've got amnesia.
It's over.
If you've forgotten how hard I tried to please you, they ought to treat you for amnesia.
All right, the Del McCurry Band starting off Music for the Mountain Bluegrass for yet another week of the best. Yes, indeed, from the Streets of Baltimore CD. That was Amnesia. And as always, starting off the show with Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, Roanoke coming out of Watermelon, Hanging on the Vine from the old live CD, the Smithsonian Folkways live recordings, 1956 through 19, whatever it was. Right there. Yeah, 56 through 69. Yeah, we start the show with that every week, and we end the show with that every week. I'm glad you're joining me. I'm Chip Calkard, and we're going to be with you for the next hour playing bluegrass music. If you want to get in touch, send me email to bluegrassmountain@aol.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'm going to be playing a few folks that are going to be playing at the biggest bluegrass festival in the Northeast coming up here in July, the Gray Fox Festival in Oak Hill, New York. And Del McCurry, he's going to be there. There's going to be a big 75th birthday celebration for Del this year. And should be fun. I'm planning on heading out there. It's been a while since I made it out to a festival, so I owe it to myself. We're going to kick it off right now with another group that's going to be out there, closely related to Del. They're his boys, yes. The Traveling McCurrys are going to be playing out at Gray Fox, along with Keller Williams. Going to play a track from their Pick CD right now that came out a couple years ago. Here's I'm Amazed on Music for the Mountain. We'll be right back.
I was picking in the lobby when her suitcase caught my eye. Came my turn to take a break, so I couldn't wave goodbye. I thought she'd stop to listen or to whisper in my ear, but she dropped a note into my case and left me picking here. She stood out on the sidewalk, she never looked my way. The jam was really cooking, we'd been picking there all day. And then she hailed a taxi and she rode out of my life. Final note she'd written was as sharp as any knife. It's a time is quickly passing and things are getting tough. Music is your one true love, I guess I've had enough. I can't compete with melodies and clever words that rhyme, or guitar strings and harmonies, I'm only wasting time. Well, I guess I should be grateful that she stayed around so long, to tolerate my habits, the music and the songs. I know she won't be coming back, that bridge is badly burned. In every situation there's a lesson to be learned. Time is quickly passing, things are getting tough. Music is your one true love, I guess I've had enough. I can't compete with melodies and clever words that rhyme, or guitar strings and harmonies, I'm only wasting time. That night was kind of lonely when the music was all gone, and I retired to my room and wondered what I'd done. Without this life of music, my soul would turn to ice. To pick and sing and travel, I would gladly pay the price. 'Cause time is quickly passing, things are kind of tough. Music is my one true love, I'll never get enough. I live my life for melodies and clever words that rhyme, with guitar strings and harmonies, I'm happy all the time. For playing music on the road, I know I paid the cost. Without the sound of music, I surely would be lost.
All the way from Canada, that's Chris Cuddy here on Music for the Mountain Bluegrass. Brand new CD's called The Best Kept Secret, and although he doesn't say it in the song, that one's called IBMA Blues. And if you know what that is, I'm sure a lot of you do, but if you don't, it's the International Bluegrass Music Association, which is the preeminent organization revolving around bluegrass music, and it's also a big trade fair every year for all of the bands that want to participate anyway, and showcases and all that kind of stuff. I think it's in Louisville, Kentucky. It used to be in Owensboro for years and years, but and that's basically a little lament about some relationship troubles that the guy was having at IBMA. We also had Detour in there from the CD Going Nowhere Fast and Too Blue to Have the Blues. And we started you off there, Keller Williams with the Travelin' McCurries and I'm Amazed, going back to their 2012 CD Pick. And like I mentioned before, they're going to be at the Grey Fox Festival in New York this July. Indeed, we'll be talking about that some more later in the show and also in the weeks to come. So I definitely think about heading out there if you've never been. Well, I got a great CD for you coming up here, but first I want to thank all the folks tuning in. Let me know where you're listening, actually. All our folks down there in West Virginia on WYAP in Clay, out on the West Coast, KXCR in Florence, Oregon, down the coast in Pine Mountain Club, California on Pine Cone Radio, and coming soon to Canton, Ohio on Neopa Community Radio. I don't think they're on yet. Plus, we have our online stations, The Global Voice, and of course, Boston Free Radio. Thanks for all those folks for tuning in. Yeah, I've been looking for this CD for a while, and I finally got a copy of it, I'm happy to say. It's called Long Time, Ellipsis, Seldom Seen. Yes, the Seldom Seen are back. It's their debut recording for the Smithsonian Folkways label, and it's all old Seldom Seen tunes that you know and love, and it has some special guests on it as well, but the core of the group is now, the only original member is Ben Eldridge, who's a regular member of the group, but it also features Dudley Connell still. He's still with them. Lou Reed, he's back, and he was with the Scene back in the 80s and early 90s, I think it was. And who else is on the in the group now? Right, Ronnie Simpkins is playing the bass, and Fred Travers is still in the group, taking the role Mike Aldridge used to have when he was still with them. But yeah, and the special guests on the CD include John Starling, Emmylou Harris, and Ricky Simpkins playing some fiddle as well. So there's another original Seldom Seen member in there in the name of John Starling. But anyway, I'm going to play this track for you now. It was written by Michael Nesmith. You know who that guy is? He used to have a TV show back in the 60s, I believe. I caught my wife actually listening to this song today in our kitchen, listening to the Monkees version, which is, of course, the original. But nobody ever did it better than the Seldom Seen. So we're going to play it for you right now. It's called What Am I Doing Hanging Around on Music for the Mountain.
What am I doing hanging round? I should be on that train and go. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging round? Just for a short vacation I went down to Mexico. I didn't have much time to spend, about a week or so. And I lightly took advantage of the girl who loved me so. And I can't help thinking, when the time had come to go, what am I doing hanging round? I should be on that train and go. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging round? Garden just for a little walk. I didn't know much Spanish and there was no time to talk. But she told me that she loved me, not with words but with a kiss. And I can't help thinking of the train I would not miss. What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and go. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around? Now it's been a year or so, and I want to go back again. And if I get the money, well, I'll ride that same old train. Well, I guess you get your chances once, and boy, sure miss mine. And I can't help thinking when I hear some whistle crying, what am I doing hanging round? I should be on that train and go. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing? What am I doing hanging around?
You grew up poor, grew up fast, dusting fields when the market crashed. He lost his arm in 35, did what he could to stay alive. Dangerous stand, the moonshine man, running after money any way you can. Times are hard, gotta understand, just looking for a place to land. High in the sky, in his tiger moth, picking up shine and dropping it off. He never got tired and he never got caught. At least that's what he always thought. Money any way you can. Times are a place to land. On a hot rod Ford, he couldn't give up and he couldn't stay hid. The law didn't catch him, but the good Lord did. Danger stand the preacher man, running down the devil any way he can. Settling down wasn't in his plan, finally found a place to land. Find a place to land. Danger stand, the preacher man, running down the devil any way he can. Settling down wasn't in his plan. Finally found a place to land.
Missy Werner, and CD's called Turn This Heart Around, and of course Carter Stanley there, old tune from him called I Just Got Wise. Good stuff. Flat Lonesome, also wonderful stuff from the CD 2, and we are Dangerous Dan, of course, the Moonshine Man. Started off that little set, The Seldom Seen, brand new stuff, of course, old stuff. And I kind of goofed on that when I said that Michael Nesmith wrote that. It was actually Michael Martin Murphy who wrote it, and wrote it for the Monkees, but of course Mike Nesmith sang it for the Monkees originally. But like I said before, nobody ever did it better than The Seldom Seen. And golly, I sure do miss John Duffy. Yeah, his manic vocals and mandolin are definitely missing from that mix, but they do a great job on that CD, and I highly recommend it. Long Time, Seldom Seen, brand new one from the Scene. All right, well, we have a quick break to take, and we'll be right back with more great bluegrass music right after this.